east right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Monday. How are we?
Morning.
Morning.
I feel great. I've been missing the show, and it's just good to be back in and amongst it, you know?
Yeah, first week of spring as well, technically.
Maddie from the newsroom, have you ever heard such BS in your life?
What are you talking about?
I missed the show.
A lot of energy in that room this morning for a Monday morning.
What else are you doing, like, at home at the moment? You can't exactly, like, go hang out with your mates, can you?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. My housemate said to me yesterday, and it kind of dawned on me that I am going crazy. She goes, you do realise that your first language at home now is cat. I was like, what do you mean?
What are you talking about?
And I thought about it. It's so true. I speak to the cat more than I do her.
What are you saying to the cat?
I just make cat sounds, like, boing, meow meow, hey, come on, meow meow, hey, puss, you know what it did yesterday? I was so angry. It was 4 a.m, and it was waking me up Sunday morning. I thought, man, just let me sleep in for once. Anyway, it just, like, kept annoying me. A couple hours later, I was half asleep, woke up, and I just got this waft of poo, and I'm like, no, and you know how cat crap is really specific. Like, you know, you just know it when you smell it.
No.
Anyway, I was like, oh my God. And I had a breakdown. I got up, turned the light on, my beautiful white carpet, and it's just like smears.
Are you serious?
All over my carpet, up its tail, all over its backside. So at like 6 a.m., I had to like give it a shower and a bath, and it's screaming, what a horrible day.
What the hell,
Speaking
man?
Of cats.
That's such a huge job at that time of the morning.
I was just
It was your father's day gift.
Yeah, Meg said that too. It was a gift indeed. Don't you worry about
the
that.
The worst.
The worst indeed. Anyway, guys, moving on. Lads versus Lasses today. Great prize, a $50 menu log voucher we're playing
for. Awesome.
It's Lasses leading for once, 63 points to the Lads, 62. If you want to play one guy, one girl, 13:10:09. We'll do it after Mark Ronson. Miley, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart at New FM. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Monday. Sunny today, 21 the top on the coast. It's 10 degrees in the city right now, guys.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, we still need a lad this morning on 13:10:09 because the Lasses are back in front after ages, 63-62. Great prize on offer, guys. We are playing for a $50 menu log voucher. And sorry, Creva, I know you're very fancy, but I called the Chateau in this credit line here, a Chateau. One of the small things that annoy you, right?
Oh, not really.
What is a Chateau?
A Chateau is like a fancy house.
It's a house.
A big old house.
In the snow? Is it?
No, it doesn't have to be, but they often are, like, okay. in the
I'm thinking of a chalet.
That's right.
Craving tacos to the Chateau? Tap the menu log app and get the food you want delivered anytime, any day, Meg.
Yeah, so hopefully the ladies can stay in front this week.
Let's...
Did very well last week. Going to Belinda, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing really well, babe. Are you ready to take this out for the ladies?
Yeah, yep.
All right, let's go. Question one. The Transporter 6.1 is a work van made by which car company?
Renault?
No, it's Volkswagen. All right.
Oh, okay.
Question two. What are the two colours of the current Mitre 10 logo?
Oh, no. I wouldn't have to say it.
Take a stab.
Think it's
green and red.
No. I think that might be Bunnings. Blue and white.
I think it is Bunnings. Bunnings is one of my favourite places.
All right. Question three. What is the brand Kinchrome known for making?
Kinchrome,
yeah.
Tools?
Yeah, we'll
That's
give
it.
You that.
Well
we'll
done. Give you that. Tools and work gear. So one on the board for Belinda. Well done.
Good work. Let's meet Kevin now. How are you doing this morning, man?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. You keen to get your hands on a menu log voucher?
Well, Why not?
Yeah, why not indeed? All right, very simple. All you need to do is get more than one right. You're an instant winner, okay?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Question one, and this one's
more importantly, let's win it for the boys.
Yeah. More important that it is. All right. Number one. This one's multiple choice. What was Marilyn Monroe's original last name? Was it A. Morrison, B. Mortensen, or C. Matthews?
Morrison.
No, it was Mortensen. Fortunately. All right. Question number two. What is the brand of Madonna's skincare brand? Or the name, rather, of Madonna's skincare brand?
Madonna.
No, close, but not it. MDNA.
I read that as something else then.
You've got to read carefully, don't you? I made that mistake as well. Number three, the online store Shopo is known for selling what?
Close.
That is correct, which means...
Tiebreaker.
Oh, my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Kevin, here we go, man. It all rests on this one decision at 6:13 on a Monday morning. Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Tails never fails. Spin that coin, Crevo.
It's tails. Oh, yeah, the boys. Lads.
Oh, good job, Kevin. Our $50 menu log voucher coming your way, man. Craving tacos to the chateau? Tap the menu log app and get the food you want delivered anytime, any day, guys. Back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. More menu log vouchers as well. Yeah, exactly. Up next, of course, over the last few weeks, everyone's been following this story about what's happening in Afghanistan, and it is pretty bleak. Something I'm going to say is pretty funny because the Taliban has cracked the sads at America for what they've done with some of their equipment, all right? They've basically disabled a bunch of equipment as they locked the door on the way out and flicked off the lights. I'll get all the info for you guys up next.
Okay, it's 6:14 at New FM. Good morning. Lenovo's. $3 down, kryptonite, and New FM. Welcome to Monday, 6:22. 20 the top in the valley is 8 degrees right now.
Yeah, the whole situation in Afghanistan is a bit of a disaster, of course. But one of the things that's been interesting, and I'm going to say slightly entertaining, is when the Americans left, of course, they left behind all this equipment. And you might have seen on Facebook, like there's like a one-pager that shows like a picture of a certain helicopter. And they're like, they left 12 of these behind. And then like 29 Humvees and all like the equipment. What they've didn't like... I guess mention is when the Americans were on the way out, they took out like really important parts of all those vehicles,
like pivotal bits,
essential stuff. So with all the helicopters, they basically got like a big old hammer and like knocked all the missiles out and then put them on the planes and took them with them. So all of the like guns and military parts of these helicopters are actually gone. So even if they can work out how to fly them without the correct training, etc., they can't really do any shooting with them. It's like, I'm going to say that's a good thing, right?
Great.
The Taliban, very angry, though. So they've actually said, they actually made a statement and said, we are angry and disappointed after the US has disabled a lot of our military equipment before leaving Kabul.
What did they expect?
I love how they said angry and disappointed. That's the worst insult you can get. Like when your parents say, I'm not angry at you, I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
So the Taliban are disappointed in America.
And angry. Both.
You know when the vision came out of them like walking into the presidential palace for the first time and they just look so out of place? Like, ooh, what is this?
Very fancy chairs.
What is that? Can you imagine them walking into the hangar thinking that the helicopters were operational?
Yep.
Jumping in the cockpit.
Ready to go.
Ready to launch.
What? It's not working.
Take support.
We need some help. So apparently a lot of the equipment, that this is interesting because there's another quote from them where they've said, they're disappointed, angry and feel betrayed. because a lot of this equipment is broken beyond repair. I think that was on purpose.
I think that might have been a deliberate act.
100%. So apparently...
Oh, no shit, Nick. This is an honest accident.
So according to this, they have as little as one helicopter that's fully operational from the full fleet.
Sucked in.
100%. Yeah. I mean, the way they've acted, it's been pretty awful.
You know who will give them a helping hand? Putin.
You might be right there.
The Russians will get in there and fix their helicopters. It's just a terrible part of the world, isn't it?
The whole situation there is just awful. And look, this one small, I'm going to call it a win. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it where they can.
Have you guys ever done anything like that when you've left a job? Where you've just
changed things
a little bit, so when the next person comes in, it's all screwed up.
Do you know what I do? No, nothing on that scale.
It's
quite juvenile. I used to like write my initials everywhere.
Yeah,
so this is a little
people
signature.
People will be finding my initials for years to come in random spots.
That's about it, though. But this is on a whole nother level, and to be honest, I applaud it.
Yep.
Good job, America.
Work. Yeah.
Thanks, Uncle Sam.
One of the good things they did on the way out.
Checking in with the newsroom next, guys. 6:25. Good morning.
This is The Novos. New FM. The Novos. Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with The Novos. When you wake up.
Yeah, yesterday was a very different Father's Day across Newcastle and the Hunter. I wanted to go see my stepdad, but unfortunately we're in different LGAs, so that just wasn't possible. You guys obviously didn't...
I couldn't visit or anything. My dad is hard of hearing, so I couldn't even call. So I was on the text messages, though.
Is it that bad?
Yeah.
If you ring him, he can't hear you.
Well, he's... Look, he can hear a sort of message, but it's a lot of a, what, what?
Dad.
Yeah, he can hear you say hello and, you know, maybe give a message or something. But
yeah.
It's not really, you can't have a conversation.
Yeah.
So text messages were the way we went, and it was very nice.
Father's Day is one of those holidays where... You know, you're not expected to buy really good, expensive gifts.
No.
Like, there are so many crappy gifts that you purchase for Father's Day.
Yeah, and we want to know on 13:10:09 the crappiest Father's Day gift you've gotten, maybe you've given. I've given some bad ones, obviously from, like, the school. Like, you know how you had the Father's Day stalls at school?
Yeah.
And they were just really crappy things that you probably actually made. That were not very good quality at
$20, all. $20 Lowe's voucher.
This is like a $5 keychain or something like that. But every caller who gets to air goes in the draw for our prize of the week this week. Amazing. Escape for two to Crown Plaza at Hunter Valley. So if you've got that crappy Father's Day gift, maybe you want to dob your kid in for giving you a crappy Father's Day gift. Hit us up, 13:10:09.
Okay, we'll do it after Amy Shark, Keith Urban, Love Songs Aim for Us, a new FM. Yeah, after that miserable day yesterday, expect a beautiful sunny day today right across the Hunter. 20 the top in the valley, 16 in Nelson Bay at New FM.
Yeah, we are talking dodgy Father's Day gift. I know my stepdad is actually listening, and I didn't actually speak to him yesterday, so happy belated Father's Day to Wayne.
What did you buy him?
He was really wanting a Lego gift card, because obviously there's not much to do in lockdown at the moment, so he got a Lego gift card from me.
How much?
$50.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Not acceptable.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Really?
Anything under $100 is surely a crappy gift.
I'm a tight ass. But we want to know your crappy gifts, Father's Day gifts on 13:10:09, because I remember there's one I got from my actual dad, like in primary school.
Yeah.
And it was the...
Mug with pens.
Oh, no, it was worse. This was the the handmade at school... like key holder that was made out of paddle pop sticks. Looked like a house.
I think I can beat that.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was Father's Day, but one gift I got for my dad, I found lying around a piece of I think it was like a framing trim, an off cut that was painted. and
right.
And I got like a screwdriver and chipped off the paint like the shape of a fish, and then I wrote fish on it. And then gave that to him as a gift. He absolutely loved it and screwed it to the wall as artwork.
Oh, God. Parents put up with a lot.
They do.
They really do.
Question, is it still there?
I think it is.
Oh, it is.
I think it is to this day.
My mum made, like, this... this ugly head, like a doorstop, out of a coconut husk from my grandpa, and he still has it. Aww. As a doorstop. Like a little wooden hat and big, like, oddly shaped hole in the middle of front of it.
Why is that even there?
He still has it. Hey, every caller that gets to air goes onto our draw for our prize of the week, which is an escape for two to the Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. Karen's on the phone. Hey.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, going well. Crappy Father's Day gifts of all time, Karen?
Yeah, I just wanted, my son actually gave to my husband.
Yeah.
So from the stall at school, he got like one of those $1 cups that you get from Coles, which was obviously filled chock-a-block full of chocolates or lollies, which he's eaten on the way home, and then just given my husband the cup.
Oh, bless.
I mean, in his mind, you can imagine he's thinking, oh, Dad, the main thing about this gift is the cup, right? That's what he's thinking,
right.
The main value. So I can just have the chocolates and no one will know.
Dad clearly
loves
his coffee.
No one will ever know. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Dad will love the cup and he'll never know that I've eaten all the chocolate.
Meanwhile, he's hyper for 6 hours afterwards.
Exactly. And I've lost $5 giving it to the school store.
Really hit times.
For a dollar cup and probably $2 worth of lollies, it costs you $5.
If that. Thank you, lucky.
Karen. Thank you, Karen. Maybe you should take it back to the school. The lollies were gone. Guys, from one Karen to another Karen, up next, I want to talk about a story that really grabbed my attention on the weekend.
Yes.
So there's this cleaning Facebook page, right, where people get on, mums. It's called Cleaning and Organising Inspiration Australia. And mums get on there with their cleaning hacks and they share them with their social groups and stuff. Anyway. One woman has uploaded a picture of her garbage solution at her house. So she's actually brought the big, like, green wheelie bin into the house. She goes through so much rubbish that she thought, man, I'm not going out to the bin every time to take out the rubbish, which I think, look, is kind of ingenious. But this story is Bin Karens versus Bin Mum up next, because she is copping some flack from the Bin Karens of the world. This is disgusting. You're a bad mother. All she's doing is putting the rubbish in the bin. I think it's fine, guys.
How can you shame someone just over a bin?
People on
Facebook shame you for anything.
A wheelie bin in the kitchen? That's
not in
disgusting.
The kitchen. Maybe in the shed?
No.
If it's connected,
if you've got kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go through a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to tell you more. Bin Karens versus the Bin Mum up next at New FM. Good morning. Sunny today, 9 degrees in Warners Bay right now. This is 105.3 New FM at 6.50. And we're talking this article out, guys. This poor mum has brought her wheelie bin inside and she's been dubbed Bin Mum on the internet. Yeah, oh my God. So this poor mum doing a bit of a spring clean in her house, right? And of course, you can trust the internet to just judge whatever you put up. It's just, you know, if you're looking to be judged, post a photo on some like mum's group like she has of her cleaning up. So she's a member of this cleaning page on Facebook where mums get on there and share tips with each other. It's called Cleaning and Organising Inspiration Australia.
This is where you found the story, first
found
of all.
Found the story, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's a third party source.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, long story short, looking at her house, it's a dump. Like, there is crap everywhere. I think she might be a hoarder. She's, like, decided to do the cleanup. She's brought the green wheelie bin out from the yard into the kitchen, right next to the kitchen table and the breakfast bench. Now, I see this and think, look, she's doing a cleanup. Who wants to keep going outside? I think this is fairly normal. Well, the mums, which we are calling Bin Karens, have hit the internet and have shamed this poor woman, not only for bringing the bin in, but they've also judged the contents of what's in the bin.
Oh, God. Look, the contents, whatever. But I have to say, there's something that grosses me out about taking a wheelie bin into the kitchen.
I think it's okay. I mean, she's not keeping it there 24/7. Like, I'd get it if it was opened up, like, with all the filthy rubbish from a week ago in there. Like, that's bad.
I don't know.
Just bring it in to do a clean.
It looks like, looking at the photos, it is the spring clean that she's done of the pantry, which everyone has done at one point, and there's a lot of junk.
Oh, Meg, if you look at the other picture, it's not just the pantry.
It's
a real dump. But I think it's totally fine. These mums on there are so bitchy. They are awful.
To go out of your way to put a comment on Cleaning Mums of Australia or something, is it? Is that what the site's called? To be bothered to go on there and do a comment, that's a pretty bored life, isn't it?
Inside during a pandemic. No, said one. Another added,
what's the pandemic got to do with it?
That's a great question.
Yuck. Others took aim at the contents, as I said, of M's bin. Golly, reduce, reuse, recycle. This is heartbreaking. Our planet needs humans to do the right thing. Please reconsider how you work through your cleanup, said one. Another said, that's not a glass jar in the landfill bin, is it? I love those big coffee jars for dry goods in my pantry, but if that's not getting a second life as a container, can it at least be recycled? Shut up.
People, that's people who are really bored that used to go to barbecues and stuff and can't at the moment.
People will judge absolutely anything. Even if you go, I will admit it, I'm in a couple of Aldi mum groups just to see specials and all that kind of stuff. And people just get judged for their trolleys in general, like how they put their groceries away.
Question.
Why? Yeah.
Are you one of them?
No. No,
come on, Meg. You can tell us. Well, it's just us.
Have you seen my house? Sometimes I'm not going to be judging anyone. You should see it right now. We're in the middle of a spring clean. Doesn't look good.
Hey, look, it happens.
Leave people leave her alone.
It's fine. The green bin in the house. I'm sure.
That's a bit gross, but like, who cares?
If it's going to save her time from going in and out and in and out. Go
exactly
for it.
Right. I'm all about efficiency.
Yeah.
See, bring the bin inside.
We don't have
I'm
a
saying.
Green bin. We're lucky we've got the garbage chute out like in our hallway that goes downstairs. But anything big, we've got to actually go into the lift, take it down to the bin, put it in. If I had the option of a green bin when we were doing massive cleanups, I would take it.
See? It's fine.
Yeah.
Once you have it in there, it's good.
So you're all about efficiency, Maddie. Maybe you could take all, like, when there's HelloFresh boxes in your house, wait till there's a few to build up before taking them down. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I'd actually love a bin on my balcony.
That can be arranged, surely.
Bin on the balcony, yeah. Wheelie bin, easy to take down.
What, by long ropes down from the whatever floor you're on?
Actually, to be fair, when we were growing up, we had the bin that was right next to the garage, and we actually had a string that we could pull the bin lid up. Pop the bin and then put...
Well, that's very just lazy. Clever. That's
we had a couple
genius.
Of flights of stairs to get up, so I was like, this is the easy way.
That's genius.
News time up next, guys, and birthday lotto before 8 o'clock this morning worth $1,025 at UFM.
153 UFM. The Novos. This is The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
New study out I was reading about from Canada about fidgeting. Now, are you guys fidgeters? People that, you know, click pens, tap feet, you know, playing with clothing and stuff like that?
Literally playing with a pen right now.
The two of you are, yeah. Which is fascinating, right?
I don't know how you haven't noticed, Cooper. We've worked together for 3 years.
Look,
I do fidget a lot.
Look, I have noticed occasionally when you've
been... What does it annoy you, though?
Look,
what do I do that... really annoys
me. It
you.
Only annoys me if we've got, like, things to do and you're busy fidgeting instead.
Like, you need to learn how to speak up. You've never mentioned this before.
Look, the reason I bring this up, this is a very interesting. So, apparently, almost 40% of people are annoyed by fidgeters. So, it's this thing that, it's a brand new thing they're dubbing as misokinesis.
Which sounds made up.
Well, and there obviously was as well recently for this exact situation.
Does it mean the other 60% of the fidgeters?
I think so.
Yeah?
Does that mean most people are fidgeters? Sort of does, if you figure it that way.
Because I've never really seen you do anything, like, fidgety.
Very, very rarely. Sometimes, but very rarely. Here's what I thought we could do, though, because this study, yes, it's from Canada. It was 4,000 people, which is quite a good study.
Yeah.
But 131009, are you annoyed by fidgeters? Is this study, like, flicked a light on for you and you go, oh, my God, that's been me. I didn't realise that there were so many of us out there.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for the fidgeters of the world. Like, fidget away. Every that pen.
Everyone that gets on air this week in the draw for an escape for two to Crown Plaza Hunter Valley.
Are they controlled anymore? Like, now we can't even click a pen, mate.
131009, does it annoy you? Or are you the fidgeter and you just can't stop doing stuff?
I think fidgeting is okay, but it's not making any noise like your time.
That's not annoying at all. What do you mean? We'll do it after One Republic, Counting Stars, and UFM. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. This is 105.3 and UFM, 10 past 7, 21, the top, sunny today on the coast.
So, talking about fidgeting, and this is a great little element of the story that I missed until now. So, this guy who has done the study, he was told by a romantic partner, he said, that he has a habit of fidgeting, which he wasn't aware of. And that's really annoyed her. The best part about it, though, his name, Dr. Handy. You can't make this stuff up. Dr. Handy is obviously does a few hand movements that annoys his romantic partner, inspired to do this, and found that almost 40% of people can't stand fidgeting. Really annoys and grinds their gears.
What do you think we can't do in life? I mean, we're just so controlled as it is already. If I want to click a pen or, like, tap my foot or, you know, wave my arms around uncontrollably, that's fine.
You reserve the right to do that.
Yeah.
Well, Crevo, Meg and I are both fidgeters.
Yeah.
Meg,
yeah.
I haven't noticed yours yet, but maybe that's because I'm a fidgeter.
Maybe.
Have you noticed Meg doing it yet?
Not overly, because it's not, like, the noisy ones.
Yeah.
I think it's a more quiet sort of fidgeting.
I do a lot of...
that sort of gear.
The paper.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that now you mentioned it.
So mine is very quiet. I just sit there, I fiddle with my engagement ring. That's my big thing. Just I don't know what it is, just like taking it on, taking it off, just, yeah, that's my thing at the moment.
Okay, all right. So these are the sorts of things that, yeah, some people very annoyed by. I'd say my annoyance is pretty low, but still sometimes I'm like, come on, what are you doing?
Hello. Going to Chloe. Hey, Chloe, do you hate watching fidgeters?
Morning. No, I'm the fidgeter.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, she gets so infuriated and, like, sometimes has to even leave the room if I don't stop.
What kind of things are you fidgeting with?
If I'm clicking a pen, she'll, like, throw the pen across the room.
So your wife can't stand it.
Yeah, like the noisy ones, like, annoy her, or if she can see, like, my foot tapping at the side of her eye, she's like, can you just stop and go away?
Do you ever just do it on purpose now, really, to annoy her?
Sometimes, but it's very often.
Chloe, it's like an uncontrollable urge, isn't it? And, like, until you do it, like, you don't even realise you're doing it half the time. So, like, all of these people don't even know they're doing anything wrong. My sister, right, her leg, I don't know where it started, but it's like a dog's leg. Like, man, she's like,
it's they up, call down, it, up down. They call it farmer's leg.
It's like she's trying to start a motorbike. Like, calm down, Dub.
So now, Chloe, you can tell your wife, you can tell her that she has misokinesia.
Okay.
Misokinesia. Yeah, exactly. Annoyed by fidgeters.
This sounds like a fake study made up by a fake person.
Dr. Handy. Dr. Handy.
Thanks, Colin.
Who could have guessed it?
Hey, guys, up next, musical beeps. We've all heard of them, like, oh, I'm trying to think of, like, Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B kind of beeps.
One of the more famous ones.
One of the more famous ones. I think that's a little bit tame compared to what was going on Twitter last week, because Peppa Pig is going up against Kanye West. I didn't think Peppa Pig was a musical artist, but it turns out she is, and there's a bit of a Twitter feud going on between the two. I'll let you know about that next.
This is... Kanye's done some cooked stuff. This might be right up there.
Also, who knew Peppa Pig had Twitter?
Yeah.
And Sass.
And Sass.
7:13 and New FM. Good morning.
153 New FM. This is the Novos.
Marshmallow, Jonas Brothers, welcome to Monday, 7:19 at New FM.
Yeah, I'm all for beefs in the musical world. Just seeing the fans go up against each other is really entertaining. Like, have you ever seen BTS fans go off their nut?
It's so entertaining.
I've heard of it, but I, like, haven't actually gone into their chats, if you will.
The ones that are most brutal, I think, are the Swifties, the Taylor Swift fans.
Oh, they're famous.
The BTS and the ones of Camila Cabello. The fans are absolutely nuts.
You know what, with the Swifties, right? You can't say a single bad word about Taylor Swift without getting savage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll come to you. Like, they'll turn up at your house.
They will.
You're like, how did you even find that?
See, the funny thing is, I can say Swifties are crazy, and I love Taylor Swift, though. They won't come after me. I'll call them crazy, but if you call Taylor Swift crazy...
Are you a crazy fan, Meg?
Of a certain artist, yes.
Like who?
Like, back in the day, Simple Plan. My Chemical Romance. Oh, my God.
See, if somebody... But there's a difference between liking an artist and then you hear somebody else has dissed that artist and going after them. Would you do that?
No, I'd call them depending on what they were going off at, I might call them an idiot, but like...
No, see, you're putting this on, Meg. I think you are a crazy fan.
No, used to be. Oh, back in the day, holy crap.
What were the Simple Plan fans called?
Planners? No, well, we actually had... the collective group was called the Invasion Crew. That's what we were called online.
Oh, that sounds real friendly.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, there was a new musical beef in town, and it's Peppa Pig going up against Kanye West, of all things. Now, the whole thing started was because Peppa Pig released a new album. I didn't realise Peppa Pig was a recording artist. But Peppa Pig's Adventures, the album, came out last week a 6.5 score, which is decent. Donda, however, from Kanye West, came out at 6.0.
Oh, so that Peppa Pig's done better. And yes. Like, what's his score? Is it like the Rotten Tomatoes of music?
I think so,
from what's going on.
Now, you'd think that would be enough. Turns out, no. Peppa Pig got onto Twitter and started the feud. Peppa Pig has tweeted, Peppa didn't need to host listening parties in Mercedes-Benz Stadium to get that 0.5.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Literally at Kanye West. And the thing is, you don't think it's that brutal, but you know it's brutal when Peppa Pig does a dirty delete from Twitter. They've had to delete it.
Do you think they've had, like, threats from Kanye West fans? Is that what that is?
I'm thinking so, but, like, I don't think that Peppa Pig might have the following that Kanye West has on Twitter.
I would actually say Peppa Pig might have a bigger following.
But not on Twitter, though.
Not on Twitter. There's an age restriction on Twitter.
I was going to say, you've got to think about ages when it comes to these things, because if you imagine Peppa Pig fans, most of them wouldn't have Twitter.
Under the age of 5, I would say.
And mostly,
I think the user agreement is 13 years old on Twitter.
Listen to how cooked this is. Peppa Pig. I've just stumbled onto a YouTube video. Peppa Pig intro for 10 hours. Wow.
I mean...
Some poor parent has had to put up with that at some stage of their life.
I love this, though. Somebody's getting fired at Peppa Pig HQ.
But, you know, it had to have been bad if Peppa Pig had to... Well, the social media team had to delete.
They must have copped so much flack from Kanye fans.
For Peppa Pig's album, though, to get a better review than Kanye West.
Well, it says quite a lot about it, doesn't it?
As I said, love brutal music feuds, and this one's going to go down in history, I think.
How many? I'm just doing a quick
follower check. Yeah.
Okay, so Peppa Pig official has 67,300 followers.
Is this on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Well, that's actually almost nothing. Kanye would be in the millions, wouldn't he?
Sorry, he's ye now.
Oh, ye.
30.6 million, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difference.
Quite crazy. You probably get more followers, though, from that single tweet than anything Peppa Pig's done in the past.
Peppa Pig. I think Peppa Pig's Aussie. Like, it's an Aussie show.
I thought it was English. Who knows?
I thought it was English. Oh, I don't know. Because I know what is it, Bluey? I know Bluey's Australian.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
But Peppa Pig,
I think British.
There was an episode of Peppa Pig back in the day that they actually had to ban in Australia because Peppa Pig was playing with spiders.
Oh, that's
Daddy
right.
Daddy said that the fish were tiny, but they're ginormous.
It's been a long time since Daddy was here. The fish have got a lot bigger.
Like Daddy's tummy.
So I used to babysit my nieces back in the day, watching was it Disney Kids and Nickelodeon Kids and all that kind of, oh God. It was the,
6 hours
this
of that,
stuff
I'll
gets
be right,
stuck
thanks.
In your head, and then you end up watching it, and then it's not pleasant.
You know what, guys? We sound so relatable right now, but none of us having kids, are we?
But we're talking about Peppa Pig, aren't we?
Yeah, true. 7:25. Hey, we are announcing the winner of the Novo's Ice Cream Battle Royale next, guys. I'm so excited
brilliant.
For this. Yeah. We've gotten thousands of votes for this in the last week.
Yeah, last minute votes now. Go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, so it's the Milo Scoop Shake versus the Maxi Bon versus
Magnum.
The Magnum. Mm-hmm. And there is one more. I've forgotten. Anyway.
Bubble O'Bill,
of course. How I just had a blank Monday morning. Sorry about that. Good morning.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Yeah, all last week we were on the search for the Hunter's favourite ice cream. Each day you voted in your hundreds and thousands. On Friday we announced our final four finalists, which were the Maxi Bon, the Magnum, the Milo Scoop Shake and the Bubble O Bill. You've been voting all weekend. We have a winner, guys.
This is very exciting.
A decisive winner as well.
Yeah, there was no real close call on this at all.
This is interesting because I thought a couple of them would be in close running,
yeah.
And then I thought two would be out of the running.
No, very clear winners.
Yep.
This is awesome.
We're going to tell you who won next. Newcastle's favourite ice cream after Tom Grennan, a little bit of love at New FM. Tom Grennan at New FM with the Novo 7:37. Sunny today, 21 the top on the coast, 16 at Nelson Bay, guys.
Ice cream, chillin', ice cream, chillin'.
Now, for no other reason, but we're in lockdown and ice cream is delicious. We embarked on the search for Newcastle's favourite ice cream with the Novo's Ice Cream Battle Royale. Thousands of votes have come in last week. You nominated your favourite ice cream. We picked the most popular ones. Now, the final four, which we announced as voted by you on Friday, are the Bubble O Bill, the Milo Scoop Shake, the Maxi Bon, and the Magnum.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I haven't looked at the voting at all because I like a surprise. You know, I like things to be... I like a mix-up in my life.
Yeah, over the weekend, this kind of encouraged me to go buy some more ice cream. Not that I need any more in my life, but I picked up some Magnum Egos from Woolies. It was a good time.
Well, let's announce the winners.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Okay.
Speaking of Magnums, in fourth place, the Thanks for Coming Participation Award goes to... The Magnums, very plain. Goodbye, Magnums. Oh. Nobody cared. Very small percentage of
the really?
I think
really?
Too many flavours.
Yep.
Very complicated, divisive ice cream, some might say.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't think anybody's really buying Magnums anymore.
Obviously
they
not.
Come free with pizza.
Meg.
Yeah,
Meg.
Well, I really only bought them because they were part of this. I'm like, I haven't had a Magnum in a long time. Let's reminisce.
Okay.
Newcastle says no to the Magnums.
All right, interesting.
The bronze medal
okay.
goes to The Milo scoop shake.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That throws me that beat the Magnum.
That's very interesting,
isn't
it?
Because I think more people would have had a Magnum in the last year or so than would have had a Milo scoop shake.
So from the feedback that I've read over the weekend, I think people have that real nostalgic factor with the Milo scoop shake. They're thinking of when they bought it at the school tuck shop or, you know, at the corner store. It's very specific memories attached to that ice cream.
So on the way back from the beach or something.
Yeah.
Now, we're down to Bubble-O Bill and the Maxi Bon competing for the number one spot. Who do you think it is?
I was adamant it was going to be Maxi Bon.
It would have to be, surely.
Yeah, it's iconic.
The winner of the Novo's Ice Cream Battle Royale for 2021. The most important vote this year is the Bubble-O Bill.
What? What? My mind's blown by this. So, are you serious?
When Bubble-O Bill went up against Paddle Pop, you two were adamant that Bubble Bill's got no chance taking it out against a Paddle Pop, and it took out the entire Battle Royale.
The people have spoken, Meg. Okay. I don't agree with this result.
Neither do I.
I really don't.
I can't believe it, to
I've
be honest.
I've got a feeling there might be like a Bubble-O Bill fan page that possibly shared this.
Are you saying that there may be hacking involved?
Not hacking, but the Bubble-O Bill supporters, I think, have gotten behind the cause.
With a whopping 68% of the vote.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've got no words, because if I had to pick between those two ice creams, there's no, like, even alternate universe.
No.
Or alternate timeline where I would pick a Bubble-O Bill in any situation except when I was choosing an ice cream for my enemy. I can't imagine it.
I kind of wish we had a thing where if the winning ice cream we all have to eat, and I know how much you two detest
a Bubble-O Bill.
Bubble-O Bill, as you said, the actual chewing gum itself breaks your teeth.
It's not good.
It's the chewing gum with the consistency of a powdery rock. Like, whoever thought that was a great idea?
Let me tell you, when you open up the packet of a Bubble-O Bill and you're like, ooh, delicious, the face always droops. Like, it's like half melted in the packet.
Looks like it's had a stroke. And not the good kind.
I think last year as well they introduced the Bubble-O Jill. And it was the female version of the Bubble-O Bill because equality and everything. They had to have the female version. But I think you two need to go out and get yourselves a Bubble-O Bill today. Newcastle has spoken.
Well, yeah, obviously completely wrong about this and off-centre.
Every single vendor out there listening to this now, stock your fridges with Bubble-O Bills.
The hordes
Newcastle's
are coming.
Are coming.
Birthday Lotto is up next.
That's right. We've got $1,025 to give away. If you'd like to get your hands on this, all you need for a chance at that is to be born in February right now. 13 10 09, we're opening the lines. Birthday Lotto up next.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Well, this is New FM, 7:53, guys. It's time for Birthday Lotto right now, worth $1,025.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, so easy to win. All you need to do is be born in the month that we call out and then get your date selected. If that happens, the cash is yours. Very simple. Let's try and do it now with a Feb baby.
Yeah, let's go to Dean, an Aboriginal community liaison officer for youth with the police. Got kids all grown up, got grandkids. How was your Father's Day?
Really quiet.
Really, really quiet. What'd you get for Father's Day, if you don't mind me asking?
Got a football jersey. Oh, West Tigers. Nice. Obviously, they didn't win, but, we had to stick with them.
That's a good gift. They've put thought and money into that, which is all you can ask for, isn't it?
And those jerseys are great quality, too. Like, you get one of them, you're keeping it. Lasts for ages.
For sure. Yeah, I've got too many, actually.
Well, let's give you a belated Father's Day gift of $1,025.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
Spinning the balls.
All right,
Finn
Dean, were you born on... All right.
Round and round it goes.
There we go. The 19th of February.
Oh, unfortunately not.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Dan.
I have my fingers crossed for you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Guys, of course, back before 9 o'clock. $1,025 playing for today. Up next, I want to talk about something. I'm a little bit offended, right? So, my friend hit me up the other day. He called me. He's like, hey, Maddie. He goes, you know, we're getting old. We're both like 32. And I go, you know, we're not getting that old. He goes, we'll be 40 real soon. Trust me, gays don't like to hear that they're going to be 40 soon.
I would have hung up on him.
He goes to me, I've had an idea. He goes, let's both of us try and get hot again one more time before we get to 40. And I didn't really know how to take it.
And you're like, am I not hot?
Yeah.
Is that you, was that your
about,
reaction?
Man? You're a good-looking guy, Matty. What's... This guy's
wants
obviously
to get like a full like go to, you know, get like ripped. And I'm like, I don't know if I can now.
Anyway, of course you can if you want.
Up next, I don't know if you guys have a story, right, but I want to do, did you get hot after 40? Because you know what, just because we're like pushing 40 in 8 years doesn't mean that you can't get hot after 40. He's like saying this is the final time that you can possibly get hot. We'll take your calls very soon after the news at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Got a call from my best friend the other day, and he goes, Matty, I was thinking. I go, yep. I think before we hit 40, which is 8 years away, we should get hot one more time, because apparently, according to him, life ends after 40.
Tell that to George Clooney.
Well, that's exactly
he got better
right.
after 40.
That's a great point.
He goes, let's just get really fit, look good, get some Botox and look really hot one more time and go on a big holiday. And I was like, you know what, firstly, I don't know if I should take offense to this phone call.
Yeah,
because,
how offensive.
Look, I put on a few kilos, but I'm not like a total rotter. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
But it's so true. Like, so many people think just because you hit a certain age that you can't look and feel good anymore.
Yeah.
What we're going to do on 13:09 this morning, did you get hot after the age of 40? So we're talking like, did you lose weight, big transformations, those sorts of things.
I like this. I think this is really cool. And good, like, body positivity stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Meg, do you think that, you know, you can get hot after 40?
Well, my mum was really cool. She was a bigger girl when I was a kid, and she wasn't 40. I think she was about 35, and she dropped a lot of weight.
Yeah.
A lot of weight. Like, I don't know what spurred it on. I'm not 100% sure, but she went down. I don't want to say what size she was because she's probably listening and I'm probably going to offend her, but she was looking good.
It doesn't always have to do with weight either,
no, but like,
you know?
You know, taking care of yourself, better clothes, all that kind of stuff. Maybe you just, like, you wore the trackies a lot, and then you're like, no, I'm going to go out and buy myself some nice
just
outfits.
Put some effort into your appearance.
Yeah.
100%.
I think we're all suffering with it at the moment.
And remember as well, we've got an awesome Caller of the Week prize up for grabs as well.
Yeah, that's right. So everyone that gets on the air this week goes into the draw to win an escape for two to Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. So take your fabulous new look and enjoy it out at the Crown Plaza.
All right, we'll do it after fun. Some nights at New FM. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Monday Fun. Some nights at New FM. A beautiful day today. 20 the top in the valley, 21 on the coast, guys. Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, did you get hot after 40? My friend had the hire to call me the other day and said, let's lose some weight and get real hot one more time before we hit 40. Like, life ends after 40. Some people just this, like, weird, like, age, like, barrier in their minds where that just finishes.
I was always like, life ends after 30, I'm not going to lie. I started, like, when I hit 30, I started looking at the Botox and possibly getting some of that done. Realised how expensive it was. I'm like, I'll deal with my wrinkles, thank you very much. But, like, for me in particular, like, not too long ago, I had weight loss surgery because I've always been a big girl my entire life. And I thought, you know what, maybe I'll go into my 30s looking a bit slimmer. And, obviously, it wasn't for that reason. It was for other reasons, back issues, all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be interesting going through my 30s, possibly like, not thin, but like thinnest I've ever been in my life. And that's exciting.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
You're literally doing the transformation as we speak.
Well, yeah. That is really the ultimate transformation.
Exactly.
So you actually got your stomach cut out.
Yeah. So I had a gastric sleeve done. So they basically cut, I think it's like 80% of your stomach out. Something like that.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But look, it's working.
Do you feel better?
I do. I feel happier.
Yeah.
I fit into my clothes better at the moment. Like, I'm down, as of yesterday, officially down 32 kilos.
Oh, good job.
That's it's going to be really exciting going into my 30s, possibly into the 40s. Like, one, the happiest and the healthiest I've ever been.
You're changing your life as we speak.
Yeah. And absolutely. That's, I would say, that's one of the big changes. So
it is so much harder to, like, get to that stage, though.
When you get older as well.
Mm. As you get older, like, the older you get, the harder it is to shift the weight.
Yeah.
And it is, like, it's just hard. You're never going to look like you did when you were 24. And I think that's what a lot of us have in our mind, that image, that's the level we need to be at.
But I was always big. Like, even when I was in my 20s, I actually weigh less now than I did when I was, like, 25.
Solid effort.
Yeah.
Good job, Meg.
Fantastic stuff.
All right, let's go to the phones. Gabby.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Morning indeed. So tell us, is this a situation that's happened now or recently or someone you know? What's your story?
Yeah, no worries. I'm happy to ring up for myself. It wasn't 40. It was actually 30 as well. And exactly the same thing. Something hit me when I was 30 and I was like, oh, my God, I need to, you know, turn this around, and basically lost over 30 kilos and really got into cycling. So, like, my partner and I, we've just finished a 500K cycle a couple of months ago across the Great Ocean Road.
Go, girl.
And it's been amazing.
That is so good. So how do you feel now you've done all that kind of stuff?
Oh, so much better. Like, I was the same as you. Like, I was sort of getting quite a bit of back and joint pain before, and I was just like, I'm 30. This shouldn't be happening. So it's so nice to, you know, just feel like I'm a lot fitter, a lot stronger. Like, you know, just sort of on an average weekend, I can cycle 100Ks and not even feel it. It's like awesome.
Yeah, did your man lose some as well?
Yeah, he did. He lost about 10 kilos, but he didn't really have as much to lose.
You guys are looking hot together.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, that's a great achievement.
Goals.
No, thanks,
Couple
heaps,
goals.
Gabby.
I love that so much. Hey, Jenny, did you change a little bit before 40 or after 40?
After 40, twice.
Oh, twice? What happened?
Yeah. Well, I had to have a hysterectomy, and I went on HRT, and I put all the weight back on, so I've just lost it again.
Oh, well. What kind of, do you mind saying how much?
20 kilos each time.
Well done, babe.
How did you do it, Jenny? Because I know, like, a lot of women in particular, especially if they've had kids, really struggle to shift it in their 40s. What was your secret?
Well, I started off when I was 46 going to the gym with my daughter because she was getting married and we both wanted to look nice.
Yeah.
So we did that and I lost 20 kilos and we watched what we ate, which is more what it's about than anything, and I bought myself a designer label dress for the wedding and really enjoyed being able to wear it, and then I had to have a hysterectomy a couple of years later, and I put 20 kilos on under hormone replacement therapy, and then I had a heart attack last year, and then I thought, well, I'm now 53, I've got to do something about this, so I've just lost 20 kilos again.
Oh, well done. Do you feel better now than you did, say, 10, 15 years ago?
I'm fitter now than I've ever been.
Wow.
Because I was never a fit person when I was young. Yeah. I was always slim, but I wasn't fit.
Yeah.
It's more to do with what you put in your mouth than anything. But I never stopped going to the gym the whole time, and I really enjoy that too. I think exercise is really good for you mentally as well.
100%. Yeah, so, how's your health now, Jenny?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good.
I'm good. My heart attack was actually called a SCAD. It was a coronary artery dissection, so it wasn't actually caused by anything wrong with your heart. It's just something that randomly happens to some women.
Yeah.
So my heart's in really good nick. I'm in good nick. Yeah, I feel good.
This is brilliant. What a journey you've been on. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The second time, it took a lot of motivation to do it again because I was pretty despondent after I packed it back on.
Yeah, I can imagine. After all that hard work to see it go away.
You mentioned you're quite fit now, especially with COVID. Like, I know you would have been going to the gym. What are you doing now to keep fit?
Well, I've been doing some things at home. My trainer, who is wonderful. Can I give my trainer a plug?
Yeah, go.
Jake from Wellfit at Broadmeadow is fabulous, and he wrote me some things to do at home, but we're currently just getting back into working. We've moved outside so that we can keep going.
Yeah, one-on-one stuff. Brilliant work.
Great story.
Well done. Smashing it.
Yeah. Hold on the line. We'll grab your details for that. Go in the draw for prize of the week.
Life doesn't end, guys.
That's it. You're going to be fine, Maddie. You're only a young fella.
You've got to say, happiness, look, I'll just put it out there. Happiness obviously doesn't, you know, reflect on what weight you are, your gorgeous size or anything like that. But if it's going to make you feel better about yourself,
that's right.
It's definitely something to have a look into. Like, me personally, as I said, I've lost the 32 kilos and I haven't felt this happy in a long time.
I'm glad, Meg, because it is so important. And, like, if you feel happy and healthy and confident in your own self, that's all you can do in life, really,
isn't
it?
Just do it for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the Goss is up next with producer Jackson. Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, going well. How was the weekend? Have you ordered tater tots this morning, like on Friday?
I have. I've already polished them off. And you know what? Not even mad about it. The best thing that's ever happened to me. Chuck them a couple of kegs for me. I'm fine.
You encouraged me over the weekend to get some, actually, and now I hate you for that.
Oh, you know what? Hate away, because I'm doing you a favour, Meg. I'm making you just happier in life with the tater tots.
I'll be happier with the Goss. What's coming up?
I've got Angelina Jolie. She's back in the news. And can I just say, her divorce to Brad Pitt just seems to be going down the way of Johnny Depp's divorce. I'll tell you more about that very soon. Also, too, a Neighbours star is calling out Anastasia Palaszczuk on TikTok. Ooh, I love
She's got some political
drama.
Pull, hasn't she?
This is a weird bit of juicy goss. I can't wait to get that.
Thanks, man. Details in minutes at New FM.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Justin Bieber, Hold On, a New FM. It's 8:23. Beautiful sunny day today. 21 at the top on the coast. 16 at the bay, guys.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
There are plenty of places on the internet where you can go for your Hollywood gossip, but the only credible source is producer Jackson.
Because the internet's not as cute as I am.
No, absolutely. This is why we come to you every single day, babe.
All that brilliant coding, and yet they still can't make it pretty with curly hair and blue eyes.
And a mustache at the moment.
And a mustache. Everything I've got to do in lockdown. people are growing home plants, and I'm growing a mustache because I'm just a little bit ahead of the trend.
It's looking good.
You know what? It's thickened up a lot. I haven't, like, got the ability to grow facial hair very quick, so I thought I'll take my 2,000 weeks off of work and I'll just grow a mustache. Like, what else am I going to do?
You love this. This segment has transformed into heap praise on Jackson every game of 10 minutes. I love it.
Who needs therapy when you can just talk yourself up on the airwaves in Newcastle?
Exactly.
So true.
Let's talk about Angelina Jolie now. This divorce and, like, child, like, working out who's going to take the kids' custody battle, this is descending into, like, I don't know, it's becoming pretty dicey. So she's done an interview with The Guardian and she says that she's still got her own legal issues going on, so she's not going to go too far into it, but she says that she made the decision because she was scared for her entire family. So now she's fighting for custody of the kids that are still under 18. And she says she's not the kind of person that makes these things, these kind of decisions, just off a whim. She's had to really think about it, and she's actually quite fearful of the father of her children. So that's interesting, the claims that she's making about Brad Pitt. The world's reacting, and they're like, what? No, he's such a sweet guy. But, I mean, everyone's pinning blame on Angelina Jolie. I think that no one knows what happens behind closed doors, right?
No.
That's so true. I mean, like, the whole situation, you think, because they were such an iconic couple, must have been all rosy, but perhaps there's some, you know, bad stuff going on there.
Yeah, potentially. And everyone's like, oh, you all seem so happy. But, I mean, when you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars and setting up your children's future and all that kind of thing, I mean, appearances matter. I mean, Hollywood PR, it's not real life. So it's kind of sad when these things happen because it's like, who knows what they've both gone through. I mean,
Well, I guess we'll find out.
But she did, I'm pretty sure the court papers revealed, this year, that Brad was abusing alcohol, which he's openly admitted to having problems with in the past. So maybe, maybe he gets a bit, angry when he's drunk or, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I think the saddest thing, though, to come out of this is everyone's just blaming Angelina and branding her like an evil woman because of the things that have happened in her past or whatever. I think we need to cut that stuff out. I'm an Angelina stan, though, so if you want to pick on Angelina Jolie, you come through me first.
She's not Maleficent in real life, guys.
No.
But interesting, because I'm just fascinated by Angelina Jolie and the days that she used to wear that vial of her brother's blood around her neck. Oh, that just is so intriguing to me.
That's a weird, weird thing to do.
It's a weird thing to remember.
I love Ange. I'm a little bit into her. Let's move on, because a Neighbours star is taking a swipe at the Queensland government. So I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a girl called Charlotte Chimes, and her mum's actually quite sick. So she's been acting and making money for the family back in Melbourne because she's doing the Neighbours thing, but she actually can't get home. So she's put this on TikTok to try and raise awareness and try and get a border pass. Take a listen.
Hey Siri, who are all the single NRL players in my area? NRL players, it is your lucky day because I'm looking for a boyfriend who I can do 2 weeks hotel quarantine with in Queensland. So for all you single NRL players out there, I mean, slide into my DMs. Let's make this happen, because even though I'm a Queensland resident and my mother's going through cancer treatment right now, I can't get an exemption.
Yeah.
Is it wow. Nice for her? Like, when you hear someone talking about that, where she's actually being quite satirical about it, and you're like, that's crazy, like, that you can act. And then she compares it to her mum having cancer treatment, and you're like, wow, that's so strange that you can literally go over the border for your boyfriend. But this girl's, like, going through stuff, like sad, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a sad family event. Let her through. Anastasia Palaszczuk, you need to back down on a few things, I think.
Like I said, those footballers, man, you just have to feel for them. In a 5-star resort with all of their mates in another state, not under COVID restrictions. Like, they obviously need the girlfriends and partners there to just, help them get through a very tough time in life.
Be there. I mean, it is crazy, the whole situation, the way it's playing out. And that exemplifies it so well and tells the story in a way that a lot of people wouldn't be thinking about.
Government allows it.
Yeah,
and this is why
the Queensland government.
This is why a lot of the other rest of the world, I mean, like, look, I love America, but America's a little bit cooked, right? But they're laughing at us. Now, if one of the most cooked countries in the world is laughing at our rules and they actually are justified in doing so, we've got a problem on our hands. Yeah?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Like, you know when Fox News is, like, doing hit bits on Australia and the government, you know that it's bad.
We're doing something wrong.
It's a real problem.
Like, when Tucker Carlson's getting on there on Fox News, like, going on about how bad Australia is, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Jackson.
Whole separate issue.
Guys, checking in with the newsroom next at New FM. It's 8:29 plus birthday lotto back before 9, worth $1,025.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. When you wake up.
Guys, 105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off after 9 o'clock with producer Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, the best day of the week, right? We are kicking things off with 105 minutes of commercial-free music. New Mum Halsey in there. I love this woman. You Should Be Sad. It's coming up. Harry Styles and Adore You. Also chuck that in the playlist just because he's so handsome. Like, you deserve a treat. And this song's actually really huge on Fortnite. The characters do a little dance to it. If you're on Fortnite, add me. I'm playing all day, but I'll probably beat you. Justin Wellington, Aiko Aiko, my bestie. It's coming up 105 minutes commercial free after 9.
Meg, he's moved on. He's looking for more Fortnite.
I haven't
plays.
Played in like a week. So
that's probably
why.
That'd be why. His needs constant Fortnite games.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson.
You're gone, man.
I got bored.
A week was enough for you.
Yeah.
Done
much.
And dusted.
Gaming Meg's gone.
There's a character that's out. Up next, we're talking about my mum has gotten on Zoom and has started joining her exercise group. Now, what's interesting about this, right, is she's never really used Zoom before. That's point one. Point two is everyone in her exercise group is probably above 55 and lives in the countryside. So normally, like, they meet up at the village hall to do like like Pilates classes and gossip.
This is a rare treat. We never really hear about your mum.
Well, yeah,
show.
this is like something she told me about on a call the other night, and I've got to share it with some of the antics of women in the country doing exercise on Zoom. It's hilarious. We'll get into it next.
All right, after Dean Lewis falling up at New FM, welcome to Monday, 8:39. It's 11 degrees on the coast right now. Good morning. Falling up at New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 16 the top out at the bay today. Crevo.
Saturday afternoon, I got a call from my mum, and she's been telling me, like, the last couple of weeks how frustrated she's been because there's been no, what she calls, exercise class, which is basically, like, another lady in the village who started this, like, exercise group at the village hall. So they meet, like, three times a week.
So it's free to obviously use village hall?
You gotta, she actually rents it.
Oh, so like, cheaper small, than a gym membership.
Oh, no, the hall they rent is probably, like, $10. At a time, like per time, but they all like this. This lady used to be like an exercise instructor city, and then came out and moved to the country and like teaches them exercise. So they do like Pilates and like yoga and stuff like that. And it's a part social, part you know exercise situation for mostly women above the age of about 50.
That's the
demographic. If
what do you
will,
think they talk about.
Just gossiping about each other, farm stuff, that sort of thing. The village, things that are happening in the town. That
the
kind
lady
of thing.
Who didn't show up today, so we'll bitch about her.
Yeah, 100%, you know. And look, it's great because she gets healthy and she's able to talk to her friends in town.
Of course.
It's fantastic. But of course, with lockdown,
it's making like a true farm boy.
100%. Right? But nobody has been able to do it. She's been begrudging and moaning about it. But she said last week they've started the Zoom version. So only like, you know, 5 weeks behind everywhere else. But hey, they're getting there finally. What's happened though is there's a set of unique challenges I'm going to call it country women's Zoom exercise classes.
Does your mum, is she notoriously bad with tech stuff?
100%. Yeah. I get like probably at least one or two calls a month about something that's wrong with her phone or computer.
Mark?
Yeah.
Can you help me with this?
So that was challenge one. I said, great, you do it on your laptop, yeah? She goes, I couldn't work that out. It has to be on my phone. Oh. So she's trying to watch. First challenge is her trying to watch the movements of the exercise on the tiny phone screen.
Does your mum wear glasses?
No, her eyesight's actually all right. So that part of it was okay. But then the interruption started, not just from her, but from everyone on it. So the first interruption came when my mum was, she like set up to do yoga on the balcony, like the little deck.
Yeah.
And one of the roosters hopped up onto the handrail of the deck and started cock-a-doodle-dooing while she's doing it. And of course, like some sounds on the phone are amplified super loud, so it must have just come through at the right frequency and it was making a huge racket. Everyone's like, turn that down, stop it now, throw that rooster a worm.
I can't help myself, I'm sorry.
100%, it was just like that. So my mum was the first disruptor of country women's Zoom. Then, like several minutes later, one of the other ladies on the class got a gas delivery because out there everything's bottled gas.
Yeah.
So the gas man came and they're like clinking the bottles together, you know, asking to pay the bill and stuff. Just totally disrupted the class. Straight after that, a rooster on another mum's Zoom started crowing and disrupting the thing again. Then another lady had a farm worker turn up and asked to like help repair the tractor. Totally disrupted the whole thing. Wrapped up by one of the ladies had guinea fowl, which started squawking, and they are the most noisy birds on the planet.
Oh, yes, the old guinea fowl.
My God, they are so noisy and disruptive.
Does Zoom not have a mute button?
Oh, it does, but part of what they want is, like, the social chat between each other. So, of course, even if they could work out how to use it, they are not using it.
So is she still using the phone, or have you hooked her up with how to do it on the laptop?
I tried, but she couldn't get it working. So it's still the phone, and they're still pursuing this. But I don't know. They're like, we have to find a quieter place to do it.
I've just found some guinea fowls. Let's hear them.
They are so incredibly loud, and it's a trend out there at the moment.
Ugly looking birds.
That noise as well when you're trying to do yoga where it's very relaxed.
Serene.
That's not helping.
It's really noisy.
Guys, birthday lotto is up next. Yeah. 1,025 it's worth today.
Yeah, what month are we looking for, Crevo?
Anyone born in November, this is your chance. 13, 10, 09.
New FM. The Novos. New FM.